Ah, Mr. Smith,
Hey.
we've been,
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're doing a Bond thing,
no,
aren't you? You got the cat, right?
no,
And you did the, I love the turn of the chair. That was very
no,
cool.
you just
Bond
interrupted
thing?
the, no, yeah, a Bond thing, but you just interrupted the whole thing. I
Yeah,
worked,
oh.
I had a whole, this doesn't just come together, you know. I do a lot of work for these bloody cold opens.
Really?
Yes, really. Look, this isn't even my cat.
Whose cat
I
is
don't know. I
this?
got it. I did the diamond collar and the chair. I'd shave my head for this after my whole last time at the barber's thing. I had to go and shave my head for this so I could do the whole blow. I don't know why I bother sometimes. I really don't. I just, I had music. I had things. I was gonna just push the music. I don't care. Yes.
Sorry.
Welcome,
Okay. I'm
welcome to this
sorry.
meticulously planned podcast. Fine, you do the intro.
Well, yes.
Oh, you're
Well,
doing an intro now.
welcome to the Fantasy Film League podcast. This is me, Mr. Smith, quite possibly doing the whole thing on his own.
That is me, Mr. Birch. Right. We're doing a quick one.
Yes.
Because we haven't done this for a while and we do need to check in. But it does mean that this is, we're going to talk about one thing and one thing only. And it does mean that we get to roll out the special DS Squid music.
Ooh, yes! It's been a while.
Cause it's the budget Bond theme. It's the budget Bond theme. It's the budget Bond theme. When you can't afford the real thing, it's the budget Bond theme. It's the budget Bond theme. Get a sucker to do it for you for free.
For free.
The
Thank you,
more I
DS
listen, the
Squid.
more I listen to that, the more I think that eventually Jack Black will cover that. Because it's an amazing song, and I can almost see him doing the whole the Black Jack going all Jack Black on that. But that is an absolute classic. We haven't rolled this out for a while because we
Not for a
haven't been talking about Bond for a while.
not for ages.
But
Yeah.
the reason I've got you here today is because on Discord somebody said, I reckon this is going to be the year where they announce who the new Bond is. And
Oh.
they're right.
You think this is
I
it? Because
think they have.
we've said this a few years on the trot now.
I think this has to be the year.
It has to.
I think that they're going to announce who the Bond is this year in order to buy themselves enough time to actually write
Make the
and make
film.
the film,
Oh, right,
which will
okay.
come out next year.
Right, and keep that media
Keep
hype
that,
train
keep the hype
on the
train
roll.
rolling.
Right.
So we are going to very quickly go through the top contenders for Bond,
Ooh,
and we're going to
exciting.
rate them, and we're going to try and avoid turning this into the usual thing, which is me just telling you how much I love Henry Cavill, because I love Henry Cavill in a way that possibly too much and certainly too often. Henry Cavill's amazing and he's great. For those of you, everyone knows this now. If you haven't heard this before, there's no way. About 10 years ago,
Like literally almost
10
10 years.
years ago, I put a bet down on Henry Cavill being the next Bond.
And I
And
think
that was,
it was 33 to 1 at the time.
it was 33 to 1. And I put £10 down on a bet with a well-known online betting company,
Who are still in
who were
business.
still in business. And I've checked and my bet's still valid.
Wow.
Because I checked, because they phoned up and he went, oh yeah, it's still valid. Because it's not on my screen anymore. It's fallen off my,
Ah.
because I
Because
don't
it's that
gamble.
freaking
It's that
old.
old. And I don't gamble.
Hello, legacy department.
Hang on, I'll just phone them on this rotary telephone and see if it's on an index card. There's an old man on a Zimmer frame slowly shuffling towards the ringing phone. Hello, records. Yes, it's quite some time ago. But when I put the bet down, everyone just went, there's no one's gonna be Henry Cavill. It was at the time everyone said, because Tom Hiddleston had just done a BBC drama
The
called The
Night
Night
Manager.
Manager, and everyone went completely doolally over him. basically being the next Bond.
And you were like,
and I was like, no, he's not going to be the next Bond. It's going to be Cavill. And I had a lot of reasons, and I've gone through them ad infinitum with you here.
See past episodes.
Like, every time you mention Bond, I always mention Cavill.
We even have a Discord channel called Bond Watch.
There is a Discord because of this. Yeah. There is a Discord channel on our Discord, and you can join in.
I think this was before we had Discord.
This is before Discord was even a thing. Yeah. Yes. So I put the money down, and I had really good and really strong reasons why it was going to be Henry Cavill. And I've got to be honest with you, I stand by those reasons because I still think that had circumstance not been quite different. Because now I'm of the opinion that Cavill will not be the next Bond.
And why is that?
Because a couple of reasons. One, he's 40.
Yeah.
And 40 is fine. I'm not 40. I'm over 40. And I don't consider myself to be too old for the role. But you're going to...
Oh, you're in the running for the role.
He's 40. Yeah. 40, which means that,
too old.
Which means that
why
by the
old?
Time the film comes out, he'll be 42.
Uh-huh.
And they're probably going to want him to do at least 3 or 4 films.
Yeah.
And that's over 7 years, which means that he's going to be knocking on the door of 50 by the time it ends.
Like, how old was, like, Roger Moore? Because I think
Roger Moore was, like, knocking on 60, yeah, but he was way too old. So I think they need somebody who is in their early to mid-30s in order to get the longevity out of it.
Right.
Now, had we not had a complete global shutdown for 3 years, and had they not dragged Daniel Craig back to do one more, I think Cavill would have been swapped out. I think the peak time to do this, they should have announced him in about 2019 as the next Bond. But he couldn't be the next Bond in 2019 because he was still Superman. But now he's not Superman anymore.
Yep.
He's free and clear of that.
He's not anything because he's not like doing The Witcher or he's got the 40K stuff
for Amazon, which is going to be very interesting because...
I have mixed feelings about that
because 40K is a little bit like Dune. Is on the surface, you kind of go, oh yeah, it's just space
fighting,
space soldiers and laser guns. But it gets really weird really quickly if you go in. I'm looking at your eyes and I know how crazy it goes. I've got books on the shelf, mate, so it goes absolutely banana pants. But he's also doing Highlander. They're remaking Highlander. Yeah.
Oh.
Did you not know this?
No.
So they're remaking Highlander.
Oh, now I'm kind of excited for that.
So I'm okay with that. And I think, but also the other reason that it can't be Henry Cavill is because you want somebody who you'll go, that's James Bond. You don't go, that's Henry Cavill. Because he's Henry Cavill now.
Okay, so he's too big.
He's too big. So 10 years ago,
he was at the right.
5 years ago, even 8 years ago, he would have been the right age and he would have been the, I don't know who Henry Cavill is.
Yeah.
But now everyone knows who Henry Cavill is. And now, as a result, he can't be James Bond.
He's too big to be James Bond.
Too big to be Bond. Because you can't be bigger than Bond.
No.
So that's why he won't be him. And unfortunately, that's the reason.
So we need to look for someone in their 30s who's done like a qualifying something.
Somebody who isn't instantly recognisable.
But not necessarily the lead.
Someone who you go, you look at him, and you don't... It's like, for example, you look at Tom Cruise, and you instantly go... It's Maverick from Top Gun or it's your man from the Mission Impossible.
But if you look at like someone like, if you think about like when Pierce Brosnan became Bond, he had some track record in TV, but not necessarily film.
And when Roger Moore was the same and Daniel Craig was the same. Daniel Craig,
the only film that
Daniel Craig had done that was a big film right before Bond was Layer Cake. And Layer Cake was a really good film, directed by Matthew Vaughn. And very Guy Ritchie. Have you seen Layer Cake? No, Layer Cake's
a
good film. Yeah. It's worth a watch, actually. Okay. It is a bit...
For some reason, in my head, I had it as a Guy Ritchie film. I'm not super into Guy Ritchie.
I know, as discussed, and we're going to come back to Guy Ritchie, but it's Matthew Vaughn, but it's very Matthew Vaughn doing a Guy Ritchie film.
Right.
So it's all gangsters and stuff. But Daniel Craig is really good in it, and he's more animated in that than he is in any other film I've ever seen, because it's good.
Yeah.
But that was the only film that I'd seen him in, and he'd been in a few other things.
Yeah.
He was in Munich.
Our Friends in the North was a TV series.
He was in Munich. He was in that film with Eric Bana, the gun about the Israelis.
The Olympics.
The Olympics, the Munich Olympic bombing.
Ah, okay.
He was in that as a bloke.
So we're expecting someone who's not super, who's not a name.
Yeah,
has got a bit of a track record, maybe in TV.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit of film work.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm going to have to say here is he has to be British,
right? Because we've never had
no. Well, okay, and before I get
Define British.
So, yes. Now, you see that? Hey, I normally say that. Because people go, oh, you're British. And I go, well, no. I mean, you've missed by a couple of hundred miles, but I'm not going to get funny about it. Unless, of course, you're accusing me of being French. No. It's all, look, I've got different reasons for that. I've got to tell you about that later on. Right, remind me of that later on. You don't know anything about work. I'll tell you about my problems today. I've got some significant problems today.
Significant problems.
Being who I am and where I am. Right, where was I? Yes. So, British. So, by British. So, obviously, Timothy Dalton is Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
Pierce Brosnan is Irish. Liam Neeson.
Let's just be clear for listeners. That's not British.
That's not British. No, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, Mr. Smith. Thank you for pointing that out to me, that Irish is not British, by the way. That's really
good. It's not
good.
For you. It's, really, it's not for your benefit.
No, but I love the fact that you're pointing, you're making that point to me. But yes, anyway, Pierce Brosnan is Irish. Liam Neeson, who was genuinely in the running, as discussed on previous, is Northern Irish.
Right.
George Lazenby is from New Zealand, I believe.
Oh, right. I'd forgotten about George.
Yeah. Obviously, Sean Connery, Scottish. Roger Moore is made from Dutch Elm. he's English, and Daniel Craig is English. But I think that the Bond has to be...
Sort of from the northwest of Europe.
I think he has to be British. And I will extend that out.
Northwestern Isles of Europe.
I will say he can be British or he can be Irish. I will allow him to be from the UK or Ireland.
Or Iceland?
No, not Iceland. Okay. No, he can't be Icelandic. Right? You're not having Thor, what's his face, from Game of Thrones as the next Bond, right? Please. He would be built like a tank. Awesome. just go through walls of people. He doesn't need to steal a tank. He just walks through himself. So I think it has to be British, right?
Yeah.
Preferably.
And that is the tradition.
I think, to be perfectly honest with you, I think he needs to be English specifically.
Right.
Because that's what you think. The way the character goes. Right. That's what I think. Because I think we're not doing like a whole regional tour here. We don't want him to be, you know, like Doctor Who, everyone who's played Doctor Who's British.
Yeah.
A couple of Scottish people in there, a couple of British people. Everyone who's played Doctor Who's been British, right?
Yeah. I think so far.
So far, if you had an American as Doctor Who, people would just set fire to the country.
I think so. Yes.
I mean, you know, there was a woman, but everyone was like, "Is she British?" And
that was touch and go for something.
Because she's British. And, okay, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
But yes. Anyway, so I need to collect my thoughts for a second. Let's just do a quick sting and
we'll come back,
because there's a whole list and we've just wandered around for a while now. Yeah. This is a long podcast.
Let's focus.
Right, focus. Okay, here we go. Right. Okay. Right. Reset.
Why don't we take a look through a list of all the potential current frontrunners for Bond? Do you think that would give us the necessary focus to get...
That will give us the necessary focus.
To move us through.
You're right. So we're not going with Henry Cavill.
Okay.
I just want to say Henry Cavill one more time.
Okay.
Because I love him.
All right.
Okay.
Go on then.
First up, Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Okay.
Have you seen Bullet Train?
Yes.
Okay, he's the guy in Bullet Train.
Oh, is he like the British guy?
The British guy, yeah. Now, he was also the speedy one in Avengers, Ultron.
Oh, really? Quicksilver?
Yes. No, Quicksilver? No. Whichever one. One of the twins. One of the twins with the unconvincing Russian accent.
Yeah, he was him. Yeah.
I thought for the longest time, I was convinced that Aaron Taylor-Johnson was American.
Because he always did American accents.
Because
it?
I just think he was American.
Yeah. Was he like the kick-ass guy? That Aaron Taylor
Johnson? That's it. The kick-ass guy. I always thought that he was American, and I just thought he was doing a really good British accent.
But it's the other way around.
But it's the other way around. Oh. Because in Bullet Train, he's doing a proper. He's a British accent. He's a geezer. He's like proper Jason Statham, Guy Ritchie.
Wasn't he also in Tenants?
Yes, he was.
That feels like quite a Bond adjacent type.
He was
role.
In. Now, we're going to come back to that because we need to talk about Christopher Nolan, because there's a conspiracy theory about Christopher Nolan.
No.
Yes.
Ooh.
Exciting. Should we just do that bit now? Because you seem to. So, you
what?
Haven't. You as
what?
As previously discussed, you haven't seen Oppenheimer.
No.
Right? Which I did slap before
I still haven't seen Oppenheimer at this
point
in time.
You need to get that sorted.
Yes.
Right. But there is always, apparently, in Christopher Nolan films, there's always a Easter egg hinting at what his next film will be. There's a bit, apparently so. And I'm skimming the surface of this conspiracy theory. I'm not going down deep. But apparently, he always makes a reference. So he would always make a reference to his next film.
What he's thinking about.
So yeah. Mm. So in Inception, there's a reference to Tenet. In Tenet, there's a reference to Oppenheimer. And in Oppenheimer, there is a countdown. Spoiler alert. They set off a massive nuclear bomb in Oppenheimer.
So I hear.
Right?
Yeah, not a spoiler.
And no, just in case you haven't seen it, because you haven't seen it. Spoiler alert, it's all about a nuclear bomb. But there is a countdown, obviously, and it counts down. But it lingers.
On 7?
On 007. Right? But it properly lingers.
You notice.
Like, you kind of go, ooh. And maybe making this there's a slight.
Or is he messing with
us? Or is he messing with us? But there's a slight kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
So
love it.
Now what they're saying is, it could Bond, if they've got Christopher Nolan in to do the next Bond film.
Yes.
Cillian Murphy might be the next Bond. Which is why I thought I'd let Irish people in. I think we should let everyone in.
I think you could totally do it.
Yes. So I know we started this conversation and said we were going to keep it focused around Taylor Johnson, and I immediately just went,
that was not,
whoosh!
That wasn't like a tangent. That was fully on topic.
That was fully, okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
Wow, my mind is blind.
Yeah, so potentially you could see a Christopher Nolan Bond film, which would be amazing.
Because Nolan tends to work with the same people.
And that brings us back to Aaron Taylor Johnson. But here's what I want from my next Bond film. I want Christopher Nolan to direct it, but I want it to be set in the 1960s.
Whoa.
Boom. Like a
that was like a Jack Black
Whoa.
Mic drop.
Whoa.
Slash Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
Yeah. No okay.
Okay.
So like flashback Bond.
Flashback Bond.
Period drama
Period
Bond.
Period drama Bond.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be I would go to see that.
I think everyone would go and see that. I think living in this country, you are contractually required to go and see that film.
In which case I would go and see it twice.
Well, go and go and see Oppenheimer first.
This is true. I am running a deficit on
Nolan. I haven't seen Interstellar.
Fair. Hang on, go on, do it.
Oh, okay, fine. You know what? I had that coming.
Well, look,
that's
you know,
fair.
Yeah, you know, I think after
Ow.
I'm not saying I hold a grudge, but you know,
no, that's fair.
That
okay.
really stung last
yeah,
time.
No, and, okay. You know. All right, no, fair play. I haven't seen Interstellar. It just is one of those films that just completely passed me by. And I don't know why. I think I was
timing.
Well, I've always had a problem with time and space anyway, as you well know, but it just didn't work for me. So I do need to sit down and watch Interstellar because apparently it's really good.
But
anyway, now we're off topic. Let's get back on.
Yes.
Right. Who is next on our? So Aaron Taylor Johnson is up there in the running.
Yeah.
And I think we've already talked about potentially it could be Christopher. No, it could be
Christopher Nolan. Now that's.
That would be weird. In fairness, he's always wearing a suit. It could be Cillian Murphy. Next is we always mention Idris Elba only because it really irritates him. Because it's now got to the point where he gets really angry if you mention it. He's not going to be the next Bond.
Yeah.
I think
he's had some therapy for that. But yeah, there was definitely a period of time where you could like almost like make him rage out just by
saying
that up.
Are you going to be the next Bond film? No.
Yeah.
It won't be him either. And again, it's for the same reason it's not going to be Henry Cavill.
Too old?
One, arguably too old. Secondly, he's Idris Elba.
Yeah,
he's not James
too
Bond.
Big.
You come on and you go, oh look, it's Idris Elba.
Idris Elba as James Bond. It's James Bond
by that guy.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, let's talk about James Norton.
Now James
at this
Norton.
Point, you're going to go, who? Because I don't know who James Norton
is. Well, here's the thing: if it's the James Norton, I think it is. I think that this was a long callback to. Mr. Wilson.
He's put money on this, hasn't he? He's put a cheeky tenner on this.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. But way, way, way back.
I put money
at the same
on Cavill.
Time at Cavill.
He put a fiver on this.
He was saying
Norton.
James Norton was the guy to watch. And James. And this is when he was just doing TV stuff.
Yep.
And he's still doing TV stuff, I think, by and large.
He is, yeah. But, so he does a lot of BBC stuff. He was in a drama called Happy Valley.
Now, I've seen Happy Valley. He basically played the psychotic bad guy.
Right.
In
I've not
Happy
seen
Valley.
Happy Valley. I've not seen it.
It's a solid, gritty, northern
So would he be known to American audiences?
I don't...
Vaguely.
Maybe not at all.
Right.
I don't think, without looking it up, I don't think he's done anything that's crossed the Atlantic.
Right. Okay. So he's potentially a contender then, because I could pass him in the street and I wouldn't know him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you need. You want somebody who can do the role, but isn't necessarily going to be, oh, that's just Henry Cavill in a tux.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I would say he's got good cheekbones.
Has he got good cheekbones? Can we get a photograph of this guy? Are you working on a photograph of this guy?
Yeah, here he is. Here he is.
You know, oh, him. Oh, guy. I know him. He was in the, he was in a drama about the Profumo affair.
Ah, yes.
I reckon he's got very good cheekbones. Okay.
Oh, and he's also, I mean, I'm just looking at some stuff he was in the film of Little Women, probably not as a like key role, because obviously not
it was mainly women.
Oh, and I believe he had a small role in one of your favourite films, or maybe this is a TV series. I can't tell. It says Northman, a Viking saga, and I don't know if that's like the Northman.
No, I don't think it's the Northman.
Probably something different. So anyway, yes, mostly TV stuff to date.
Right. Okay.
Some films. So he's got, he's got some film thing. But yeah, I don't think he's gonna. He's definitely not a household name.
Okay.
Certainly not outside the UK TV stuff.
Okay. Well, that's okay. So I think he's quite good.
Okay.
Next one to talk about is Regé Jean Page.
Now he exploded in Bridgerton a couple of years back.
He did, and he was also in the criminally underwatched Dungeons and Dragons film. Have you seen the Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh no, that is on my list.
That's really good. It's a really good film.
Good things.
Chris
about
Pine
it.
Is great in that, and he turns up as a paladin in that. Mm. But he basically turns up and he is just covered in plot armor, and he is just he's like a righteous soldier stuff, and basically drives the plot,
right,
and gets them to act three,
yes,
and then leaves them because he's so humongously overpowered. He would just wreck.
He is OP, as the kids would say.
Yes, he's so,
right.
But turns up and just drives them to act three and just drops them off, and then he's off again.
Yeah,
and he's really good in it because he's
the right age. He's 35 currently.
Yeah. Yep.
Now the thing is, but being on Bridgerton, he's got TV
chops.
Recognition.
Yeah.
Internationally.
Yeah.
But
is he just the Bridgerton guy? You see,
I don't think he's done anything like super big apart from that. But then if you think about what's his face? Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
He was in
Remington Steel,
right? So he had
that was
some
a big show.
Yeah, and he had some cachet, as
nice.
You might say. So yeah, I think solid. I could see him doing it because he's got that. He can do, you know, he's got the accent.
He has got, he's suitably posh.
And the presence.
Yes.
And he does, and apparently he can do the action stuff through.
Yep.
So I think Dungeons and Dragons is like his, when we were talking about Cavill, was about doing you need to do your qualifying films.
You've got to get your professional, license to kill.
So, I mean,
full license to kill.
Prior to him doing that, I didn't think that he's
very happy with that joke. And you just
I was very happy with that. I'm still researching the guy here.
Okay.
I didn't really have him down as an action guy, but I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you have thought of Remington Steele as an action-y chef?
No,
not really.
No, exactly.
So,
but
yeah.
He was suitably smooth, and I think.
Yes.
So I think James Norton.
He's got
and Regé Jean Page. Now, who's Clive Standen?
I have no idea. Quick, to the internet.
So you
Let's
look
research.
Up Clive Standen, and I'll talk about the other one who's definitely not going to be Bond. And always, every time you say Bond, everyone goes Henry Cavill, Idris Elba, and
Tom Hardy.
And we've talked about this a lot in the past. It's not going to be Tom Hardy because, for exactly the same reason, it's not going to be Cavill. It's not going to be Idris Elba. One, arguably too old. Not saying that Tom Hardy's not able to do it, because he is. This is a 10-year. You're looking at a 10-year stretch to do this.
Would
I've been watching The Gentleman. I'm going full copy. He's looking to do a 10-year stretch. You know what I mean,
I don't.
Also,
think,
he's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he's very Tom Hardy. And I know. I think if you look at like him in Inception, I think he can do it.
Oh, completely.
But I think the reason he wants to do it.
The reason he's on this list is because he was in Inception. Because
yeah.
he was extremely posh and was like, "You need to dream a little bigger, darling." I don't think he'd handle the endless promo bit.
Yeah. I think it's not the film. It's not the film. It's everything
outside
the film
around
that he will be.
Have you seen him being interviewed?
No.
If he's having a good day, he'll be quite nice. If he's on a bad day, he's not. He's not. He's difficult.
Right. Okay. Right?
So there was one interview where someone was asking him, and they were basically trying to get around and asking what Tom Hardy's sexuality is.
Right.
Now, Tom Hardy is married to one of his Peaky Blinders co-stars, and I don't know what her name is, but he's married. But this was, I think there was some conjecture about this. Now, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter to me. I don't care what anyone's sexuality is. It doesn't in any way impede your ability or improve your ability to act, right? Don't get me started on that. Right. But this guy was trying, and he basically just took this guy to pieces and was just like, what are you talking about? What are you trying to ask me? Just ask me the question. This is what I'm trying to work out. What's that got anything to do with the film? Is there anything to do with the film? No. Right. Thank you for attending. Next. And you kind of went, yeah, that's fair play.
Yeah,
that's,
I could totally see him doing it.
I'd shut this guy down again. But if you're doing the Bond film, you are going to be asked the stupidest questions. He's going to lose his head.
Day after day.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the best thing?
And I think the producers, producers can see the headlines of like Tom Hardy lamps stupid interviewer, right? And they're like,
Tom Hardy starts a brawl in a Thai nightclub.
Yeah.
No, so I don't think he wants to do it. So he's
definitely
out.
Right. Sorry. That's Clive Standen. I don't recognize him. He's got 24 credits. He's 42 years old.
He's in the 41.
Thing he's, the thing he's known for is Vikings.
Oh, I've not seen that.
No.
Okay.
Although apparently he was also in Taken, probably as random, European douchebag.
Yeah.
I think it's all about being in Vikings, really.
Cool. Well, Vikings is a big show. Okay. Mm. So he's up there quite, I think, again. But
he was in the Taken. I didn't realize that apparently there's a Taken TV series from 2017. Yeah, he was in that for one or two seasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
didn't know there was a Taken TV.
He played Rollo in Vikings for 51 episodes.
There you
so,
are. Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see who's next on our list. Then our next on our list is, and this one is going to get everyone very annoyed.
I've just seen it.
This one is Lashana Lynch.
Yes.
Now, before you go, I've never heard of that guy. Who is he? First of all, Lashana Lynch is a woman. And secondly, she was the woman that caused a lot of, I'm going to go with stupid white guys to lose their shizzle over in No Time to Die. Because in No Time to Die, she was 007.
Yep.
She wasn't James Bond.
No, she was 007.
She was James's replacement because he had retired and they'd recycled the number.
And that's
in the same way that if I leave my job, the person who takes my job will have my old title. They won't be called Mr. Birch. You need to calm down. They're not.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Mr. Birch now. Yeah. Oh, am I? Oh, that's fantastic. Do I have to do the accent? No, you can do your own thing. But now you got to do this job. That's not how it works. That's not how jobs work. I got into a row about this with somebody who, thankfully, I don't have to speak to anymore. But he was getting really annoyed about it. He was getting and I said, so are you annoyed? I said, but you kind of won't as Bond. He goes, so she's not Bond now. She's 007. Because she's got his job. She's not got his identity. And he went, well, I mean, it's the same thing. And I went, no, it's not. What do you do for a living? Oh, I'll do this. Right. And if someone else came in, did they have to take your name and your job? He was, no, that's a bit stupid. I said, then what's your point? And he was like, I've just talked myself out of my own point. And I went, yes, you have. Congratulations.
And this is where, like, a real human being would go, I was wrong. I stand corrected.
And in fairness to this guy, he basically just went, yes, I've just talked myself out of my own point that I was making. I'm going to get back in my box. And I was like, great.
Good.
It's over here. May I lock you in case you get out of it again?
Yep.
But that, all that being said, there is absolutely no way they're going to make Lashana Lynch the next Bond.
I mean, on other qualifications, 36 years
right
old.
Right age, British.
English, specifically.
Yep.
Done action films, played Maria Rambo in Captain Marvel.
No, she's been 007.
This is a fair point.
I'm
not overlooking the small facts.
She has been in a Bond film, and she's 007. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, but
fairness,
how do you have a film called James Bond? Well, it's not called
James
Bond.
They never called James Bond.
Yeah,
I think the thinking here is
do we leave the Bond era?
Spoilers for No Time to Die. Mm. Daniel Craig dies at the end, which kind of undercuts the
title
of the film.
But
he dies at the end. And she obviously continues to be 007. So I think maybe the thinking here is the next,
yeah.
And I use the next 007 film is going to be about her as 007, yes. Now, rather than about James Bond as 007.
This reminds me of a ridiculous fan theory that I've heard purported that James Bond is a nom de guerre. And that all the films we've seen are in one sort of cinematic universe, and it's all the different Bonds over time, all the different 007s, all assuming the name James, James Bond.
Yeah.
And that there's a that they should be that they are necessarily kind of all in one timeline and story, which doesn't make any sense with all of the stuff they did with Daniel Craig, I don't think, because you sort of go back in time. Like,
no, it does.
Does it work?
M was in charge of the M was Judy Dench was M when Pierce Brosnan was and she continued to be M.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. So you basically it's like Jason Bourne. His name isn't Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
He's assigned a new name. Mm. So when you come in, it's like Men in Black. They erase your identity. You're no longer Mr. Smith. You're now called James Bond and you're 007.
I just got the feeling from some of the stuff that happened in, what was the one where he went, the Craig one where he goes back to the place in Scotland? It just felt
Skyfall.
Like Skyfall. Thank you. It felt like that undercut as a working theory.
Do you know why though? Do you know who they tried to get in to be Albert Finney? They tried to get Sean Connery to do it, and then that theory would have been he was justified. James Bond, and now he's retired, and now he's back to being his own name, and that's why he was that and stuff.
I see. So that would. And that would sort of kind of at some level close off the ability to have, a female James Bond replacement, as it were.
Yes, because the number and the name are assigned to you. You would now become James Bond 007.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be Lashasha Lynch. Can we move on?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to mention.
We said we're going to do a quick thing on Bond. And
we've gone super deep
on this. Yeah. Right. There is four or five more to think about.
Right, okay.
Okay, we're going to do them quite quick. Okay. Next, Sam Heughan.
I don't know who Sam is. Should I look him up, or do you know?
Look up Sam Heughan, and I'm going to cover off... I'm going to cover off the next three very quickly.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender.
Interesting.
It's not going to be Michael Fassbender.
Because?
Too old, and he's Michael Fassbender.
Yep.
Have you seen... the Assassin film that he's in, the new one.
Oh, not the Assassin's Creed one.
No. Have you seen Assassin's Creed?
Oh, yeah. That was Bad Film Club.
That was Bad Film Club. Of course it was.
That's when I saw it. Yeah.
An amazing film. He's recently played.
Yeah, I heard about it, but no.
And it's a really good film, but it's really, really slow. But
okay.
Arguably, that could be a James Bond training film. But
let's come back around. I've looked up Sam. Sam looks the part. 43, so older than Cavill.
He was in Outlander, the time traveling Scottish Highlander film.
Oh, and also Bloodshot, apparently.
Yes,
in fact, there he is on the poster.
There he is
behind Mr. Diesel.
Yes,
so.
So,
and also The Spy Who Dumped Me.
So yeah, he's Scottish.
Okay,
but again, I think he's too old.
Yeah, well, if you're saying Cavill's too old, he's older than Cavill.
He's older than Cavill, but in fairness, you couldn't pull him out. Anyway, so it's not going to be Michael Fassbender. We've also talked about Tom Hiddleston. It's not going to be Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other couple of names, but Sam Heughan Sam Heughan reminds me of the guy who's playing Reacher at the moment. The guy who plays Reacher is a massive unit of a bloke. Sam Heughan looks a little bit like him.
Yeah, and Reacher's supposed to be a massive unit.
Have you watched any of Reacher?
No, there's a bit in Reacher.
I have not watched any of it because apparently it's amazing. It's on my list. But apparently there's one bit, there's a guy stationary in a car and Jack Reacher kicks the car so hard it sets off the airbag that the guy's sitting in. And I was just went, I'm in. Result. I'm 100% in.
Yeah.
That's objectively hilarious.
Very good.
Right. So, Sam Heughan. Maybe
too old.
Okay, maybe too old. Right, Michael Fassbender, no. Tom Hiddleston,
no.
No. Cillian Murphy.
Right, now we've mentioned. Too old? Maybe he needs to put a bit of weight on since he did.
He was wire thin and up.
Yeah,
but yeah. I don't know. I think Cillian Murphy should be the bad guy in the Bond film because he's really good as the bad guy.
Yeah,
and I think he should be. I don't think he should be the good guy. I think that Cillian Murphy.
I don't think he looks like a Bond. Oh my goodness, he's 47.
Wow, that's really.
I mean,
old.
He look, but also he looks. Good for it,
no,
right?
Yeah, but moisturizers.
47, so no way, not yeah. on a 10-year, 57 at the end of the
yeah.
run.
Yeah, 10-year run, yeah, I think you're right. Okay, Richard Madden's next.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Madden, everyone goes, who he? Mm. Richard Madden, Rob Stark, who got killed in
of course, yes.
The flying super guy in Eternals.
Yes, and also there was a TV series
on
Amazon.
Called The Bodyguard.
Oh, Bodyguard. There was that, but there was he also did
the spy thing.
The spy thing, which was preposterous.
That was insane, and
yeah,
and
but it was a bit of a qualifier.
It
for
was
Bond.
A bit of a qualifier, and it was a very high budget. Stanley Tucci was in that, which means you can't go wrong with Stanley Tucci. But it had.
Oh, it was.
And we watched. We started watching it, and I said to Mrs. B, "There's going to be an accent swap," and she went, "No, there isn't." And he spends the entire time doing a terrible American accent, and then the last scene, he goes. Well, actually, it's me. And you go, oh, yes, accent swap. He could
that
be a contender.
That was preposterous.
It was preposterous.
Series.
But there's going to be a second series.
Yeah.
There's going to be a second series.
No.
Right? Yeah. There's
going to
be a second series.
God.
It was huge. Yeah. Also, it's Amazon. They can just make whatever they like.
Yeah.
Considering how much they
Citadel.
Waste.
Citadel.
Citadel. That was it.
Oh.
Citadel.
As Mason Cain.
Yes. Mason Cain.
I mean,
Mason
it's definitely Bond adjacent or like Bond wannabe stuff.
Mm. Oh God! I was driving somewhere the other day.
Oh, and apparently another series called Spy Ops. So he is definitely spying it up.
He wants it. He wants it too much.
Yeah.
I think Madden's a contender.
37, right age.
Right age.
Scottish.
Yep. Perfect.
Can do the British accent.
He can do an American accent as well. But he's not going to be required to do one in the film.
Yeah. I like it or not. I mean, he might have made some dubious choices of late.
Do you reckon I should move my tenor from Cavill to Madden? It's 33-1 at the moment on the odds.
Oh, it's the sweet spot.
It's the sweet spot.
Not bad.
Oh, I think yeah. about that.
He's quite boyish looking.
He is, I think. But also he looks a bit punchy as well. I reckon he could take a punch and he could dish one out.
Just looking back through the list, I think he's pretty
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's up there.
Okay, we've got two more to look at.
Okay.
Jamie Dornan.
Okay.
Now, first of all, the reason that you're pausing is because when we say Jamie Dornan, people are thinking 50 Shades of Grey, and they're thinking that serial killer thing he was in with Gillian Anderson.
Yeah,
where he was really
that's
cool.
not the
and
thing
no one
I'm
not, because
thinking
we're
of
thinking of Wild Mountain Time. And therefore, no one deserves to have a film career after that. Emily Blunt. Does not deserve to be in films after one. Christopher Walken went from that
I think
to being the Emperor of the Galaxy in June.
I think everyone gets a pass.
That was his progression.
Everyone gets one script.
Everyone
from Jesus. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jamie Dornan, again, correct age-ish.
Yep.
Reasonably well-known, but not a super well-known.
I think he's managed to shrug off the 50 Shades thing very
I think he
effectively.
Has. I think he's managed to hide himself.
I think that has not
yeah.
done him.
He hasn't made any bad decisions like Dakota Johnson has for being in Madam Web.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad decision. So I think he's in at 100-1, though. But maybe.
I think Richard Madden is more likely than
you think
Jamie
Madden?
Dornan.
Okay.
Just looking up Dornan because we seem to be we've slipped into the let's do the age check. 41, so on the
bubble, isn't
on
he?
The edge.
Yeah, he's on the bubble.
But same age as Cavill, so or thereabouts.
Yeah, but again, we've discounted.
And do we know can he do a British accent? Because we know he can't do an Irish accent.
Even the fact that he's actually he managed to mess up an Irish accent, even though he's Northern Irish. You'd think he could just kind of tone it up or down a bit.
Like I feel like he looks more like, I don't know what I think Bond should look like. He looks more Bond than
he's
Richard
more Bondy.
Madden.
Is he more Bondy?
He looks
is it
more Bondy.
Because he's a bit more grown up. He looks, Richard Madden is very, is a baby face.
He is.
Like,
whereas Dornan, I can see punching someone out.
Yeah.
And
Dornan would basically, would punch you out, drink your drink, snog your wife, and then steal your car. Richard Madden probably wouldn't do all those things. Mm. Oh, maybe he would. I don't know. But, you know, he could be an absolute. Mm.
Yeah. But maybe too old.
Okay.
Too old.
Right. We got one more.
Okay.
And again, this is just on my list of men who are amazing. It's James McAvoy.
What a legend.
I know. It's James McAvoy. He's absolutely fantastic. Now, I reckon he's on this list because he was in Wanted, which was a terrible film where they could curve bullets and stop time, and Angelina Jolie was unhinged in it.
Oh.
Terrible, terrible film. But it does. It's one of those films that's absolutely terrible, but it has a fantastic, like, 10-minute section in the middle.
Oh, man, he's 44.
Oh.
He's past it, I think.
I can't believe that we decided that there's a definite cutoff time.
Yeah. Look at him. He could do it.
He could do it.
That's a look of a man.
That's a Bond.
That is like, yeah. He's seen some stuff. He's seen some things. Yeah. Screw it. Yeah, I like him for it.
Okay.
But he's quite well known.
He's not doing the X-Men anymore, hopefully.
Yeah, but he's never been... I don't think he's ever been, like, mega. Never been, like James McAvoy in.
He's never been... Yeah. I agree. I think he'd get away with it.
I think he's an outside chance, and I think if he got it, he'd be good.
Mm. Okay, so we've gone
through.
There's
some. I'm actually liking the tail end more than the kind of the ones. I think the ones that get like the really short odds, they're popular choices, but they're not good choices.
They're
just like, oh, I know this
buzzy.
Person.
Buzzy.
I like this person because I know them, right? Yes. And that's actually not who you should be looking at.
Okay. All right. Can I throw a total spanner in the works now? Because this is what I like to do. Because you have no idea what I'm going to say now. And this is always fun. But
yeah.
So we've had to discount a few of these men and Lashana Lynch for obvious fanboy reasons. We haven't spoken about Luke Evans, who I think would be fantastic. But again, Luke Evans, he won't be Bond because he's aged out of it. I think 10 years ago, I think he would have been a fantastic Bond. Mm. And I think 10 years ago, if it was between
him, we know from Fast and Furious, he can do the action.
And between him and Cavill 10 years ago, it would have been Luke Evans would have won it. But there's a problem with that, which I always bring this up because it annoys me. Luke Evans is a rare thing in Hollywood on the grounds that he plays roles, but he is an openly gay man. And I think that there would be a significant number of people who would lose their collective shizzle if you appointed a gay man to play
the same people who
would lose their shizzle over the Channel Lynch being. And I think that's absolutely wrong, and it really annoys me.
Yeah,
because I think he would have been a great Bond. Mm. However, I think he's aged out of it now, and he's very happy doing what he's doing. He's a really good singer as well. He was singing once anyway. So. All the names that we mentioned, okay, we've had to discount a few of them for age and for a lot of other reasons. So, first question, who you putting your £5 on for the next Bond? And second question is, you can pick one of these names to be the next M instead.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Okay, so next Bond.
I want McAvoy, but I know I won't get him. I think it's going
to
be...
I don't think they're brave enough to do Reggae Jean Page.
Right.
I think in the same way that a gay actor, I think a non-white actor might also...
Freak people out?
Freak the wrong kinds of people. Do you think we're past that?
I hope we are, but I worry we're not. We've just switched, because I always... equate Doctor Who and James Bond as two kind of things where you can change out the character. We've just switched from a non-male doctor. We had a little step back, and now we've got a non-white doctor.
Yeah,
and people
I haven't seen any. Jodie paved the way.
I think she
took a lot of shit.
She took a lot of stuff.
I'm sorry,
for that, yeah.
I used some sweary language.
She took a lot of hassle for that,
and I think it was worth it.
So I think. I don't think the world would explode if Reggie Jean Page were to be announced as the next Bond. I think a lot of people go, yeah, actually, fair enough. Personally, I think James Norton is your classic choice because you can't go wrong. He looks the part. Richard Madden is your slightly left of field choice.
Mm.
And Reggie Jean Page is your we're going for a choice. Mm. I think they're my three. They're my top three.
I kind of like Jamie Dornan though, because he did this TV series just recently, The
Lost Tourist. Memory of the Tourist. Yeah, yeah. I watched the
I might put my money on because it's also because he's 100 to 1.
He's 100 to 1. Well, yeah, we haven't really talked about the odds on this.
I kind of like Jamie Dornan for it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Who are you gonna let be M then?
Fabulous.
I want Idris Elba to be M.
Because I was thinking maybe Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy is M.
Because he doesn't have to do any of the promo then.
Doesn't have to do the promo stuff. And he can also have one scene
because
where basically...
I think sometimes he does establishment authority quite well, even though he's not it.
You have to have one scene though where the bad guy breaks into M's office and Tom Hardy beats the crap out of him.
Yes, obviously. You wouldn't cast him not do that.
I want Idris Elba as M. I think that would be hilarious, right?
Yeah, but either of them would be absolute
You'd be happy.
Value,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh no, but yeah, for so many reasons, Idris. I'm just thinking it through now. Like, oh yes, please.
I'm gonna be
in
the next Bond film. You're gonna be Bond. No, I'm not gonna be Bond. I'm gonna be M. Get in.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
We can't actually wrap up quite yet. We have to do a last time we said we were gonna do a thing and then we didn't. We punted it to this episode and we've
But this has been all about the Bond thing.
We've bonded it.
This is like a Bond special.
But I think we need a quick little sting and then a surprise extra at the end.
Is this a news thing?
Okay. No, it's more of a highly experimental, dangerous sort of we cook this up in our volcano lair type idea.
Okay, well, we were just going straight with the whole Bond. I was going to put this on the Bond special, but I'm going to try Bond special.
Yeah, we can't trailer it in the last episode and not do this.
Okay,
so I've been sitting in my chair, stroking my white cat,
which took a long time to get those chairs.
Yeah, and thinking evil thoughts, and I was wondering, and this is just an idea. I was wondering.
God, what are you
about
thinking?
The game
and
the studio season versus the one and done versus the sort of short
seasonal
seasons.
Yeah.
The seasonal seasons, you get 50 million buffer bucks. And the studio season, you get 50 million buffer bucks. And the one and done, you get 50 million buffer bucks.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, because I was setting up the new season, I was thinking, like, well, I don't have to give people 50 million buffer bucks. And I was wondering, what if, yes, we're in what if territory, what if we started the studio season with less than 50 million Fufflebucks? Because the studio season has sort of two periods. There's an early period where the difficulty is it's you have limited cash. You can't put three fancy films out.
So you think somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, someone's just gone, no! In the car or a bus or whatever. So you're just musing.
This is a thought experiment.
So you do.
And we are looking for feedback.
Okay. Right, so obviously. You're doing 50 million for one and done.
Yeah.
You're doing 50 for the short studio.
Yeah, because you need to be
3 months. Because you need to come out of the thing.
But
as a kind of a slower acceleration for the main studio.
Because I think, like, in some respects, the studio season, an interesting period of time is that period of time where you can't just whack out three films with six people in each film, and you're trying to work out what's going to be the most. I'm wondering, like, if we were to start you with less cash, it would extend the period where you're actually sort of struggling to. The choices are way more important, because if you screw it up, you're basically extending the period of time before you can go
three films every time. And just basically play the Uno reverse card on the world.
Exactly. So I'm just wondering, like, what if we started with, say, 20 million Fufflebucks instead of 50? Now, I'll be honest, I don't play the game to the level that the people at the top of the game play. So we're just floating this. This wouldn't take, obviously, this can't take effect until next year at the very earliest. And maybe we never do this because it's the worst idea that's ever been touted. But I would be interested to see what the players think about that as a variation, because then it creates a bit of a difference because. I know we've staggered the seasonal seasons.
It's a slower start.
But then you're basically playing the same game at the start of the studio season in January that you play in the February, awards season game. It's you're basically doing the same things. I'm wondering, like, would it be interesting to sort of mix it up a bit in that way?
Yeah. Interesting.
And that's it. I have nothing more to leave say. It's so just an idea.
So we've been whipping something around and talking
we're
about
months
a best
month, we're months and months and months away, but so it was just a thought.
There are certain people who don't listen, who will have turned off by now because they're not interested in Bond, right? So we're going to talk about this again next week.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Okay. And this. So and maybe we'll see what some early feedback is, and then...
early feedback is just going to be...
Other than me,
it's just
scream into the void.
A litany of swear words.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
This absolutely does not have to happen.
Okay.
If people think this is a terrible idea, or we're like messing with a, you know, it's like, oh, look, it's Mr. Smith comes and goes, I've got, you know, Coke. You know how we all like Coke.
You know what?
I think I can change the recipe.
I think James Bond should probably be, I don't know, an American woman.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any strong feelings about that?
I'm very...
And then just watch the entire world burn.
I'm very open to the fact that this could be an absolutely terrible
Are
idea.
Are you also very
and
open
we bury to... it, and maybe we bury it and never talk of it again.
Are we also very open to the fact that you've brought this up and not me?
Oh, yeah.
So
this is
anyone
a Smith
gives
thing.
Me, if
yeah.
anyone gives me a huge amount of shizzle on Discord about this, I'm allowed point to
direct
toward
them,
you.
Direct them straight
Fantastic.
To me.
Fantastic. In that case, I think that's definitely worth talking about. I look forward to your emails. Right, should we get out of here?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I appreciate that this will go down in history as the Smith debacle.
the Smith episode.
Yeah. But yeah, there you go. Just a thing.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
we started on Bond.
Yes.
We've gone off on this now.
Yep.
We've decided Idris Elba needs to be the next M because I started the idea of just trolling the planet by giving Idris Elba the role of M, and you just thought, hey, I... Hold my beer.
Yeah.
You think that's trolling? I'm gonna reduce everyone's
well, you,
budget
you went
by,
wide.
By 50%.
You went wide. I went very narrow
went
and specific. But I ultra trolled five people.
It's literally, there is somebody who's just shouting, just doing that Michael Scott thing. No, 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 no. Just shouting at the
yeah. I'm ready for the retribution.
Can I bring it back to Bond now?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want to play the budget Bond theme one more time.
Oh yeah, please.
So we can just go out on the budget Bond theme.
Let's finish on a high.
Because it's my fun thing. So we're back in 2 weeks' time where we'll probably address this.
Yeah, I expect so.
You know. Wow, that was brave. Right, ready?
Yep.
Let's get out of here.
Cause it's the budget Bond theme, it's the budget Bond theme, it's the budget Bond theme. When you can't afford the real thing, it's the budget Bond theme, it's the budget Bond theme. Get a sucker to do it for you for free.
After dropping that bombshell, after we just talked about Bond, you're going to be as popular as Jodie Whittaker on the internet when they talk you're going to be the next Doctor with a certain group of people. Really? Oh, that's just half the budget. Yeah, okay. Yeah, just drop that in there, set fire to the world, and just leave. Nice. Yeah, okay. Oh, they're going to kill you.